Last month, the nation's top auto safety regulator stunned the auto industry with some sharp criticism. Dr. Jeffrey Runge, who heads the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, pointed to the soaring number of deaths caused by SUVs rolling over and said he wouldn't buy his children a tippy SUV, quote, if it were the last one on Earth. Today, though, on Capitol Hill, Runge seemed to soften his tone, saying not all SUVs are unsafe. NPR's Kathleen Schulk reports.
Today, Dr. Runge told members of the Senate Commerce and Transportation Committee that more must be done to prevent SUVs from rolling over.
SUVs are involved in fatal rollover crashes nearly three times the rate of passenger cars. Rollovers constitute about 3% of crashes overall, but over 30% of fatalities in occupants.
And he says their height, weight, stiffness, and higher bumpers also pose a risk to people in smaller vehicles. He says people in passenger cars struck from the side are three times more likely to die if an SUV hits them than if another passenger car does. Runge said tighter regulations may be needed, but he said he hopes the industry will improve safety voluntarily. He cited a recent meeting among automakers who say they'll work together to address the risks to cars posed by taller SUVs.
These people build cars and they build trucks and they understand the trade-offs that are involved. They can move a lot quicker than we can. They're more flexible. Now, we'll be moving in parallel, but they will be moving apace.
Automakers at the hearing insisted safety is their utmost concern. Robert Lang, General Motors Executive Director for Structure and Safety Integration, cited his company's vehicle stability enhancement systems, which activate when a computer senses that a car isn't going where a driver wants it to.
The unit selectively applies braking pressure to help steer the vehicle in the appropriate direction. It is now on over 2 million GM vehicles that are on the road today, another emerging technology that could significantly reduce the potential for rollover injury is the side curtain airbag. We are developing new rollover sensors that will trigger deployment of these bags in rollovers and other types of crashes, thereby minimizing the potential for a head injury and reducing the possibility of ejection.
Auto manufacturers say they're also adding what are called bumper beams to reduce the risk that SUVs will ride up over other cars' bumpers and into passenger compartments. Committee Chair Arizona Republican John McCain questioned whether the industry would do enough.
The automotive industry testified before this committee on numerous occasions that we couldn't afford seat belts and we couldn't afford airbags and we couldn't afford the 10-mile-an-hour bumper problem. And, it's a clear history. Where is their credibility in establishing this voluntary vehicle safety standards?
Consumer advocates at the hearing acknowledged that the industry has taken steps to bolster safety, but said tighter regulation is the only way to assure that safety improvements continue. Kathleen Schulk, NPR News, Washington.